Welcome to the Inside Edge Hockey News. Today, Los Angeles Kings star Bernie Nichols joins us to discuss his new venture, a stock market for sports teams. Nichols played 18 years in the National Hockey League and posted an amazing 1,209 points in 1,127 games. Playing alongside Wayne Gretzky, Nichols is one of only 8 players to score 70 goals in a season. Throughout his career, Nichols played with 6 NHL teams. Happy to have Bernie Nichols with us.
Can you tell us a little bit about the new app and how it works?
Well, it's in my opinion, it's the alternative way of gambling. I don't know about you, but I've dabbled in a little bit. I've got involved with bookies and this and that, and I've seen a lot of people lose a lot of money, you know. And to me, this way here is so much better, and it involves the true fan, you know. To me, any fan of any sport would love to feel like they own a piece of their favorite team, whether it's a $5 share, a $10 share, a $100 share, whatever. I just think it adds just a little bit more interest. You have, invested interest in every time your team plays. So the concept is, obviously, you download asmfree.com, you sign up, everything's free, and then it's just like the stock market. You go through whatever sport you want. You pick your team. You buy shares in that team. You can buy for long term. You can buy short. With me this year, I bought the LA Kings for the obvious reasons. But then I looked at a team like the New York Islanders. I thought they were going to do very well, and they were cheap when the season started. So I bought shares in them. Football. Yeah, in football, I'm a big Peyton Manning fan, so I bought the Broncos, but then I bought the Arizona Cardinals. Played great until they lost their quarterback, but still had a great year. And the idea is every time your team wins, every shareholder gets paid dividends on every win. So the cool thing about this app is there's so many different ways you can do this. It's not like, you know, you make a one-time bet, your team loses, you lose your investment. You know, you look, you can play GM, you can play owner. If, you know, I always tell people, for example, on the Ontario Major Junior, hey, we got McDavid. It should be first round overall, you know. So you look at a team where he's going to go, you buy his shares in that team right now because obviously the worst team in the league, they're going to, their shares are going to be cheap. In a couple years with him on the team, hopefully they build around him. That team could be a great team. So, then their shares will obviously go up. You can buy shares in just the team that you like, no matter how good they are or whatnot, just buy shares in them just to say you have shares in your favorite team. You know a team that in any sport that's gonna you feel that they can win 4 or 5 games in a row here, you buy shares in them as a quick hit. You know, every time they win, you get paid dividends on your investment. So, you know, to me, I love the concept. I tell people, and baseball's coming up. You know, we started with football, and then we went into hockey when that starts, basketball, and then baseball. To me, right now looking, I think Washington is going to be have an amazing team for a lot of years, the Nationals. I think their pitching staff is unbelievable. So I'm not a huge Washington fan, but as a sports person, like to, you know, make some investments here on a team. I think that'd be a great investment. I think Chicago Cubs have made some deals, signed some good pitchers. So, you know, to me, that's so much fun. You know, it adds fantasy sports into it, where you can play general manager, you can play owner, you can dabble in it that way. So to me, it's just such a wide variety of different ways you can do this. So to me, the concept's brilliant.
So right now, football is live and hockey is live, but baseball is coming now?
We start with football and then hockey. Basketball is in. You can buy shares in basketball teams right now. And then in April, we'll start with baseball, and then, you know, hopefully we want to do all sports. We want to get into soccer, I think, because our company's global. I think we're patented and like pending in like 170 countries or something like that. So, you know, there's not a bigger sport worldwide than soccer. So that'd be
absolutely
good to get that going. But like I said, we want to do it all. And I think we want to hit every fan, no matter what your sport is, and hopefully we're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, I think it'd be interesting to, you know, as it grows and changes, you know, maybe you could even do like a golf or a thing or something like that.
Oh, for sure. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
race car.
Seems like that would
you
be
know?
Fun.
Yeah, race cars. You can invest in your favorite either driver or owners with their teams, you know. So
mm-hmm.
to me, I just think it's endless. And like I said, I've told people, I did an interview the other night. The guy just downloaded right on the set. And they started dabbling in it, and they had a blast. And so to me, I just think, you know, and it's up to me and other people, obviously, to get the word out to everybody. But I think once people try it, realize, wow, it's a lot of fun, you know, and you can't get hurt. You can't, you know, if your team loses, you're not out. You don't lose your money. So to me, it's just it's a great way of doing it. We'd love to get the professional leagues involved. I've talked to the NHL and basketball, especially now with basketball, talking about, you know, gambling part of in basketball, where they'd like to legalize that. But to me, I think our alternative is so much better, so much safer, you know.
Yeah.
For people. And that I think if I can ever get in front of them or a way to introduce it to them, I think they'll love the concept as well.
Yeah.
And plus we were going to give them 50% of every transaction made. So, you know, I think that in itself, it's free money for them, right? And
absolutely.
And, you know, there's no reason for someone to, just because we're on the air, not to be honest with me, right? If there's something you don't like, and I always tell people, if there's something you don't like about it, just tweet me or something, and we'll work on it. We'll fix it, you know, because we want it to be friendly for everybody, right? Fan-friendly.
Yeah.
So we want everybody to enjoy it. You know, we had in February 12th, we had just shares traded alone. We had over $56,000, you know, dollars in shares traded that day. So obviously there's a lot of people into it, a lot of people having fun with it. So to me, like I said, every true fan, I don't care if your team's the worst team in the league, you know, as a fan, I just know, and my wife's just a huge Kings fan, right? So
uh-huh.
I know she'd buy shares in the Kings if they were the worst team in the league, just because she loves them. And then that's the way all sports, true sports fans are, you know, like the Toronto fans obviously aren't doing well right now. There's Toronto fans all over Canada. It doesn't matter where you go. Just to feel like you own a piece of the Toronto Maple Leafs, I don't know, a person in Canada that wouldn't want that.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's really pretty cool.
Is now there's no cost to downloading the app and actually no cost to playing.
No, they give you money. It's all free.
Yeah.
And you get free money to do it. Our goal, our long-term goal is to make it a real money market. And to me, I think that would be even more fun. You know, like I keep going, like Green Bay Packers are, for example, the only real publicly traded company. And anybody in Wisconsin, anybody anywhere can buy a share, no matter what it is, in the Green Bay Packers. Like, to me, how cool is that? You know, like, and, you know, I know this is a little bit different, but, I mean, your every true fan would really enjoy this, and I know they'd love playing it. Like I said, there's so many different ways you can play it. You can do a long-term. It may not be your favorite team, but if you know a team that just made a big trade or, you know, just signed a big – young kid that's going to be great, you know, like then you can buy shares in that team, and it doesn't necessarily have to be your favorite team. It's just something that you can dabble at and have fun with it and play and buy and trade, just like your stocks in the stock exchange, New York Stock Exchange. But, you know, to me, I'd sooner have something that I could watch every day, you know, invest in something like that than gold or silver, which, you know, you can't really watch it or perform or something. So to me, this way here is so much more fun.
It kind of gives you ownership in the team, and you know, it's kind of like fantasy sports. The great thing about that was it gets you to watch the game, and this you get to watch it. You get you to watch the team, so it's great for fans.
Well, for the most part, you're watching the team anyways, but to feel like you own a piece of it in a way, you know, like you have shares in it, just it just gives it that much more excitement for you. You know, this is my favorite team, but you know what? I have shares in this team. You know, so you've invested interest in this team besides just being a fan. So to me, and that goes along with, like I said, about the other teams. Like, you know, I watch the Kings are my team, but I watch every day how is my investment doing? The Islanders, you know, or if there's something else going on, like I said, with the Arizona, you always have that other team that you've invested in. You always got your eye on them too. So, yeah. To me, it's just so much fun, and I know people that have played it absolutely love it, and so for me, hopefully everybody else can get on board and check it out, and I know they'll enjoy it.
Yeah. Is it available to play on the computer webpage too, or is it just only available to play through the app?
It's available everywhere now. It's available on every tablet. I know when you download it, because it was an Apple product, but you can go down below it and you can, there's a place where Android, any tablet, any phone device can download the app on any device. So it's available for everybody now. That's right. And I think, you know, sometimes you just got to look a little bit, but you can definitely, you can find where it can be downloaded on any device and then you have it.
That's great.
Couple
of NHL questions.
Yeah.
Are you active in the game at all today? I know you were part of the 2012 Kings Stanley Cup team. Are you active at all with the NHL today?
I'm not. I was with the Kings, and it was amazing. I was there for a couple of years, and it was a lot of fun. Still love watching it. Still watching it every day. You know, I'd like to be involved. Other than, you know, my problem is I do a lot of hunting. I run a hunting camp in the fall. So for me, from September to Christmas, I do a lot of hunting or involved that way. Sure. So it's tough for a team just to hire me from January till the summertime. You know, I'd love to be able to do that because I do love the game. And like I said, being with the boys in 2012 and that run, win the cup, it was just amazing. I really enjoyed it.
You've had some great memories in LA, you know, while playing your playing career and in 2012 in the coaching. What were some of your greatest memories as a King?
Well, you know, I think just getting drafted, obviously, playing in the NHL, your first team's always like your first love, right? It's like I was there for 10 years. They drafted me as a kid, just going there. Flying to LA, you got palm trees, it's 70 degrees out, and I'm going to play hockey. It's coming from a small town where, you know, it's probably minus 30 in, like, now, today, you know, and I'd be playing there. So that part was just amazing. Obviously, having the opportunity to play with Wayne Gretzky for a year and a half was as high in my career as I could possibly imagine. He was an amazing guy to play with. He was a great friend. You know, just anything like that was, you know, was awesome.
Yeah. Those were some great years in L.A. 70 goal seasons and, wow, that's amazing.
That was pretty good, too. Yeah, but that came with Wayne, you know, so having been able to score that, 150 points was obviously a big highlight as well.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the biggest difference in the game now is compared to what you played?
Honestly, I think the kids are so much bigger and stronger and faster. They're just... they're amazing athletes, which is awesome. You know, it's a pretty much a 12-month a year job now where, you know, with us, we didn't work nearly as hard as they do for the most part. They're just in tremendous shape and they're just good. You know, goalies are 6'5", 220 pounds. You know, there's just no room to shoot. They're such great athletes. You know, so I just think the hockey, it's in a great place right now. They're tweaking it every year to try to make it better. And for the most part, I really think they have. So obviously they're going to continue to work on it. There's things they can improve in. But for the most part, I think it's in a good spot right now. Kids are amazing, great athletes. I just watched the game today, and I just got thinking, it's like they're in overtime, and it's like they're just as fresh as can be. They're in such good shape. They're still going 100 miles an hour, and they got no quit in them, you know. And to me, they're just tremendous athletes, and it's just hockey's great to watch right now.
Yeah, it is. It seems to keep growing.
Yeah.
The race in the Western Conference is ridiculous right now. It's 8 teams fighting for 4 spots in essence, and the Kings are part of that. So what are your predictions? How do you think this Western Conference is going to shake out?
Well, you know what? I still think the Kings will get in. I just think they're too good. They're too deep. They're just a big physical team, and they love to play that way. And when they play that way, they are hard to beat. And I know if they do get in, there's no team that wants to play them, you know. I think they've really been hurt bad with D, losing Willie Mitchell, losing Slava Voynov. You know, Slava was, to me, was second to Drew Doughty. This kid is so talented, he's so good. And missing those two guys, I think, has been a huge hole for them. That's where I think they have to improve. Whether they will make a deal come the trade deadline, I'm not sure, but I'm sure they'll be looking for somebody. You know, Calgary's played great, whether they can hold on or not. Minnesota, you know, I think Dallas, even though they got a couple big guys hurt the other day, they're still good. So that race is so good to watch, you know. To me, the West is so strong. They got their powerhouses in Chicago. I think Chicago's probably the boss over here. They're so deep. You know, Anaheim's played well. But I mean, to me, Chicago's just, they're the class over here. So, but it's going to come down to the wire. And then, you know, with playoffs, anything can happen. Just get in. And then I've seen the Kings come in an 8th spot, just sneak in and win the cup. I've seen them 4th or 5th spot. Doesn't matter. You just get in and you go. So, but it should be fun. The last month, you know, the last 25 games or whatever should be really exciting. There's just so much on the line every night. So, you'd be getting your best. But I think right now LA's kind of turned it around since the All-Star break, and they're starting to play pretty solid right now.
Yeah, and they have showed improvement. They took care of Calgary pretty good the other night, and it seems like LA's on the rise and Minnesota's on the rise, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
Final NHL question. There's a lot and lots of talk with an NHL team possibly going to Vegas. And, you know, with this app kind of being not a gambling app, but in a way, I guess it's more of a sports game app, I guess. But what's your thoughts? Would that work or would that not work?
No, I really think it would work. I've actually seen an interview with the owner that wants the team here. Seems like a super nice guy. Good friends with Wayne Gretzky, and I know Wayne's probably trying to help him. You know, to me, I've watched a couple games. I watched Florida Panthers play the other night when LA was in there, Stanley Cup champions. I watched them the next night, Anaheim Ducks, arguably one of the best teams in the league. There was no people there. The lower bowl was empty. To me, that's awful. You know, if you can't support a team, then move it somewhere where it can. And, you know, right. To me, everybody loved to come play in Vegas. I got friends in Vegas. They don't gamble. You know, it's a great city. Just because Las Vegas, it allows you to gamble. But for the most part, if you want to gamble, you can gamble anywhere. There's bookmakers. There's casinos now all through Canada. You got Atlantic City. If people want to gamble, they'll gamble. So, you know, you can't stop a team from coming here because it's legal to gamble here. Well, you know, if people are going to find it anyways, if they want to. So it'd be a great place for people to come in and play games. And I just think if they'll support it, which, you know, by the sound of things, it seems like ticket are going well here, then have at it, because there's too many teams in the league. You know, look at Atlanta. Couldn't do it. They moved it to Winnipeg. Winnipeg, they're doing great. It's awesome. So
great.
I'm all for a place where people support it. And I hate seeing, like I said, I watched two games with two great teams playing in Florida the other day, and it was empty. So, and I know Carolina's the same way. They don't do well. So get up where they're going to support it, and I don't care if it's Seattle. I don't care if it's Quebec, Las Vegas. If they'll support it, then put them there. So
I'm definitely on the same page as you with that. I was committed to markets to have empty seats for
professional
sports, in any professional sport.
Oh, absolutely, in any sport. You're right. To me, fill it up, and it's awesome.
Well, Bernie, this app's great. I've enjoyed it. I hope hope people get out there. I'm going to try to help get the word out there for you.
Well, I appreciate that.
It's exciting. It's fun. I've enjoyed playing it over the last couple of days, and I'm going to expand on it. Now I know a little bit more about it even, I'm going to keep expanding on it. But I thank you for your time today.
Yep.
I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to visit with us.
You got it. I appreciate it. And thanks for the help.
Thanks again, Bernie, for joining us. It was fun visiting with you today. This is a great new sports app, and I think it's going to be well-received by the fans and very, very, very popular throughout the years to come. Anytime a fan can feel ownership in his team and give him another reason to go out and root for his team, it's going to be great. Congratulations on the early success, and I encourage everybody to get out there, download ASM Free, start playing today. Thanks, Bernie Nichols, for joining.